You feel darkness descend. The moonlit corridor where you stand watch becomes that little bit more dim. The door behind you, the one you are to guard, which leads into a disused drawing room. It does not open, and yet a dainty hand, clad in silk, rests on your cheek, on your shoulder. You don't see her fingers, but you know her voice, and the feeling of those gloves, and it arouses you at once. A flare of need running through your body, conditioned by now by the presence of that silk. You feel something sliding into your pants, into the pockets of your pants, rubbing you through the fabric. Someone behind you, her rubbing and exploring, immediately leaving trails of heat running from your thighs. Then, between your legs, pushing the fabric against you, stimulating you. You close your eyes tight, that is allowed, and closing them might let you endure, resist climax that has been building. Your body edged and aroused during every break period, trying to avoid it, but turning your thoughts always back to her. When she begins to speak, your body is already in the throes of passion. It hasn't been long since she touched you, yet the time between grows ever more unbearable. To be parted from her skin, from the slickness of her, is to write your own sentence of unbearable edging, of lustful heat that surprises you out of the corner of your mind, ambushes you, has you edging to the memory of her touch and her verbal indulgence. And now, at last, she is here. Hello again, my love. I can feel how turned on you are. I am the same. Do you feel my heat against you? You've waited. You've been so patient. I will not keep you waiting any longer than I must. But I must tease. I must bring you to the brink. I've been that way all day, burning with need for you. We must be the same, be equalized in our yearning. Forgive me for, even after all this, after so much, I am still shy, tentative, hesitant, that I raise the courage to caress you, to bring my body against yours, that I can do these things at all. Let it be a sign of how much I crave you, of how much you are mine, and I yours. And though we only meet like this, I remember your touch every minute between, unstirring still. I've grown quite attracted to you like this. The contrast of your body's actions and its automatic reactions make... I dream of the way you tremble, the vacant look in your eyes, the way you drool. the same way. I watch myself in my mirror, in my chambers, as I touch. I practice showing an expression. I suppose you cannot see, bound as you are to stare straight ahead. But there are some movements you can make, and I dream of them too. Or I lay there, slick, touching myself, dreaming of them. All the small things you are allowed to do to show your enjoyment, to let out your pleasure and make it known without breaking the rules. Pardon my shyness, pardon my hesitance. I'm already soaked and I need to taste you, long to taste you. I just felt I should say a sort of hello, even though it's all been about sex. The needs of my sex for you.